Good morning. This is Gary Fike, County Extension Director with the Riley County Extension Report on 1350 KMAN. If you received economic impact payments, also known as stimulus payments, and or advanced child tax credits in 2021, you either have received or will be receiving a letter from the IRS that will aid you in preparing your tax return. The letters began going out in late December and will continue through late January. If someone else prepares your taxes for you, be sure to include that letter with all the other materials you need, such as your W-2s, 1099s, etc., for the preparer. Why is this so important for you to bring this letter? Well, last year, refunds were delayed by as much as 3 to 6 months to many Americans because they simply reported the wrong figures for the EIP to their preparer. I know at the Vita Tax Center this past year, we had several people that said, well, I think this is how much I received. Turns out if that was not correct, we just put down whatever you tell us. If that was not correct, then your refund got delayed by a significant amount of time. So to be sure the economic impact payment isn't counted as income and will not affect your tax refund or liability. However, having the wrong figure there may delay your refund that you're counting on. So be sure to check every piece of mail you get. I know we get a lot of junk mail today, but be sure and check every bit of it to make sure that you're getting that. Same goes with the advanced child tax credits. So if you chose to receive advanced child tax credit payments in 2021, and those would have happened after about June 1, you're going to receive another separate letter from the IRS, and you'll need to bring that along as well because that will affect your child tax credit for your 2021 return. And there's just a whole lot that goes into it, but just be sure, look for that in the mail and bring it along with you to whoever prepares your taxes there, if you're doing your own, or if you're coming to the Volunteer Tax Assistance Center, which, by the way, will be opening later this month. The first day of appointments will be on Wednesday, January 26th, and we'll need to do those at the library again this year, but you need to set up an appointment by going to our website, which is riley.k-state.edu, on or after January 20th. That's when we'll open that website up to book your own tax appointment. And there will be a red button on there that says, book my tax appointment now. All you need to do is click that on, pick your date and time that's available. The ones that aren't will be blocked out, so you don't have to worry about that. But we have a tremendous number of people that have already been contacting us about that. So again, the site to book your appointment will be at riley.k-state.edu. Now this year, of course, we only do low to moderate income tax clients, and that's now defined by the IRS as household income of less than $72,000 per year. So if you're over that, we'll fudge maybe just a little bit, but not a whole lot. For instance, if you're making $100,000 a year, we're not going to do your tax return for free. This is targeted for low to moderate income clients, and that's just what the IRS denotes that as, is $72,000 or less. So if you have any questions about that, or you don't have internet access and can't book your own appointment, you can certainly call us here at the Extension Office at 785-537-6350, and Sharon will set you up an appointment. It's preferable that you talk to someone directly, because if you just leave a message, say at 10 o'clock at night, may not get to it till a little later in the day just because of all the other things going on with tax season. So it'd be best if you could call during business hours from 8 to 5 and try to book your appointment then. So with that, please be looking on our website. Give us a call if you've got questions. We'll be glad to answer those. This has been Gary Fike, County Extension Director with the Riley County K-State Research and Extension Office for 1350 KMAN.